And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, November 11th, 2020. Today in the news, gold prices rose 1% on Tuesday as focus returned to the likelihood of more monetary stimulus to revive a global economy still reeling from COVID-19 pandemic, reports CNBC. Quote, I still think we've got a lot more stimulus coming and the Fed will keep rates low while the vaccine is going to provide that reflationary impulse. That's why the markets are still holding on to gold, said Stephen Inns, chief global market strategist at the firm AXI. In discussing the deadliness of COVID, we need to distinguish COVID cases from COVID infections. A lot of fear and confusion has resulted from failing to understand the difference, writes Dr. Bhattacharya, co-author with Dr. Sunutra Gupta of Oxford University and Dr. Martin Kulldorff of Harvard University, of the Great Barrington Declaration, reports Hillsdale College's newsletter Imprimis. The Great Barrington Declaration can be viewed, along with explanatory videos, answers to frequently asked questions, online at www.gbdeclaration.org. One of the most frustrating aspects of COVID-19 coverage has been the emphasis on cases, reinforced by Dr. Anthony Fauci, reports PJ Media. In fact, he was wringing his hands about the rising case numbers on CNN in early October. These numbers are actually positive tests. The New York Times and several experts admitted in late August that up to 90% of the positive PCR tests were not indicative of the actual illness that could be transmitted to others. COVID-19 was obviously used as a rhetorical weapon to club President Trump, they write. Segments of the public health sector want widespread vaccination and other policies like mask mandates and rolling lockdowns. High case numbers allow them to push these policies. And lastly, U.S. stocks wobbled this week with elevated COVID-19 infection levels, muted stimulus expectations, and caution about the timing of vaccines tempering the exuberance that left major indexes hovering near record highs on Monday, reports Wall Street Journal. Stocks of travel companies, retailers, and banks were among the main beneficiaries. Tech companies are looking like laggards this week. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. The time to do it is now.